from Hollywood, front and center. The United States Army and Air Force, in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company, presents Front and Center, starring your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour. Dorothy, front and center.
Dorothy L'Amour reporting. Hello, everybody. Coming up front and center tonight are Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and our special guests, Amos and Andy and Brian Donlevy. But first, let's put out the welcome mat in front of my little grass shack. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I wanna be with all the Connies and Bahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear the old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onaunau. I can hear the old Hawaiian saying, Komo mai no kahua e ka haole vele ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A fairer sight I never hoped to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and I miss my island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick boy, and I'd like to get back to my fish and poi.
I want
to
go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Thank you. And now for our first guests, we have an extra special treat for you. It's Peoria's and Richmond's two most distinguished sons, Amos and Andy. Boys, front and center.
Amos?
And Andy. Reporting.
Last week, Andy Brown drove his car through a red light and was given a traffic citation. The judge instructed him to return in 5 days with a new driver's license marked Eyeglasses Required. At the moment, the Kingfish is in his office at the Lodge Hall as Amos enters.
Well, come on in, Amos.
Say, Kingfish, I just been cleaning out the checkroom closet here at the Lodge Hall, and here's all the junk I found left over by the members.
Let me see the stuff here. Umbrella, one rubber for the left foot, air raid warden's helmet, and 5 pair of eyeglasses.
Oh, say about them eyeglasses, I just remember that the judge said that Andy need a pair for driving. You know he gonna take a driver's test, and he gotta have it stamped on his license. You might give him a pair, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later. So long.
Okay, Emma. Emma, give me an idea there. Andy needs eyeglasses. I could use a few bucks, and I got an eye chart right there on the wall, too.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, hello there, Brother Andy. Just noticing what a beautiful day it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, such a nice day, I might take my wife, Sapphire, to the movie this afternoon. Think I'll look out the window with my normal vision and see what's playing at the Lincoln Theater down the street there.
What you mean, look out the window? Wait a minute. The Lincoln Theater is 6 blocks away from here.
Say, glad I looked. They got a good picture playing there. Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, and Big Crosby on the road to hydrophobia. Yeah.
Wait a minute. How can you read that sign from here, Kingfish? I can hardly see the theater.
Oh, just normal vision. Andy, look at them ants on that telephone post across the street, will you?
Where? I don't see nothing.
Sure, there's three ants walking around the middle of that pool there. One of them got a crumb of bread in his mouth. Whole wheat.
Wait a minute here. I can't see nothing. I guess that judge is right, making me get glasses.
Oh, absolutely, Andy. You see, with eyes like yours, the muscles of the murine tightens up and presses on the belladonna and makes your tear ducts all out of whack.
Well, you know, sometimes I do see a couple of spots going in front of my eyes.
Yeah, well, that's them tear ducts swimming by there. That's what.
Listen, Kingfish, how come you know so much about all this stuff?
Well, Andy, I didn't tell you before. In fact, I didn't tell nobody, but I have been taking a night correspondence school course in optometrists. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah,
yeah, Granny laid it yesterday, and I'm happy to announce that I is now a full-fledged optometrician. That's what I am.
Well, I guess I ought to see somebody about my eyes, all right.
Oh, I flooded up to my neck with appointments, Andy, but you are such a dear friend of mine that I might be able to squeeze you in about 4:30 this afternoon.
Well, I could be here at 4 o'clock.
Well, I got an operation at 3:30, but I could hurry it up.
No. No, Kingfish. I don't want you to hurry up no operation.
Oh, ain't nothing important. I just taken the Cadillac off a man's eye. That's all. Tell you what you do. Sit down, End. We'll start the examination now. Now, End, I got a large chart there on the wall here. Put your hand over one eye.
Yeah.
Now, what's the letter at the top of the chart?
That's an E.
Now, take the hand down, cover up the other eye. What you see?
The E.
Still see it, huh? Now, cover up both eyes.
Right.
What you see?
I can't see nothing.
That's what I'm afraid of. You got stigma vision of the optical organs, Andy. Now for the next test here. Here, take this newspaper here. Mm-hmm. All right, now put it right up to your face.
Yeah.
No, closer. Mm-hmm. Now have the newspaper touch your nose. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now tell me, Andy, do the print look blurred?
Yeah.
Is it blurred clear or blurred blurred?
Blurred blurred.
You got a double, Andy. You got a double.
I is, huh?
Yeah. Now take this hand mirror here. Hold it up in front of you. Turn your back to the chart there. Now look in the hand mirror and read over your shoulder there. Now can you read the chart?
Well, the whole thing looked backwards.
Well, the print looks backwards to you, huh, Andy? Yeah, this is one thing I was afraid of.
What do it mean?
Your eyeballs is in the wrong socket.
I sure is messed up, ain't I? Well, what kind of glasses do I need?
Well, according to the chart, you need tortoiseshell glasses, Andy. And here we is. Nice pair of tortoiseshell glasses right here. Uh-huh. Good value, too. Look at the glass in there. At least a quarter of an inch thick. Anyway, slip them on.
Okay.
All right. Now, look over the wall there. You can see the chart all right?
I can't even see the wall. I can't see the wall.
Now, tell you what, we'll put another pair on right over the ones you got on now. Hold still.
Yeah.
Now what you see?
I still see nothing.
Well, is there nothing that you see any clearer with the second pair on?
A little, not much.
Good. Now leave those two pair on and we'll put the third pair over those two.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. With eyes as bad as yours, you ought to have a bigger nose.
Never mind now. That's okay. They'll stay there.
Yeah, now, is that pair any better?
No, they is worse. I can't even see the other two pair with these glasses. Anyway, listen, why has I got to have three pair of glasses on?
Well, that give you the triple bifocal.
Triple bifocal?
Yeah, one focal for looking at flowers, one focal for looking at landscapes and other things, and then one focal for looking at traffic lights and things like that.
Yeah, but what if I want to look at everything at the same time?
Then you just take your glasses off, that's all you got. Brother Andy, take the second pair you tried on. I'll let you have them for $8 because one of the lenses is missing.
No, I... Wait a minute, I don't want no pair of glasses with a lens missing.
Well, it'll be easy on that eye, Andy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I like this pair right here. Only I can't see nothing with them.
Oh, you'll get used to that, Andy.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll only need them anyway till after I pass my driver's test.
Yeah, you getting a bargain, Andy. Wear them 3-4 months, then if you don't like them, carry them in your pocket.
Okay, here's the money.
Yeah, now, keep them on now and get used to them. That's very important. Don't take them off for nothing.
Yeah, I'll keep them on from now on. I'll try to get used to these glasses.
Yeah, look good on you too, Andy.
Yeah, well, I'll get going. Where's the door, Kingfish?
A little more to the right, Andy. A little more.
Yeah.
Now straight ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, not at all. Well, so long. Now let me see here. Who's my next patient?
Hey, Kingfish. Who went and built this step in front of the door here?
Andy, what is you doing up on that chair there? Get off that thing there.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah, well, you've been taking your driver's test, ain't you, Ender?
Yeah. How'd you come out, Ender?
Well, when the man brought me out on the street for the eye test, I'd done just what you told me to do this morning, Kingfish.
Mm-hmm.
I made him believe I could see a sign 5 blocks away on a theater.
Boy.
Just like you said, the man was so impressed, he skipped the eye test, took me right out to the car.
Oh, great, Ender. Then you passed, huh?
No, I failed. With them glasses on, I made one little slip-up.
Oh, what was that?
I got in the back seat of the car by mistake and started yelling that somebody done stole the steering wheel.
Thank you, Amos and Andy. We'll all be on hand Tuesday evening, September 30th, to catch you on your first Rinso program of the season.